A nice track for a summer afternoon, wrapping up the month of June, Summer Meditation. We heard the work of guitarist Eric Skoff, and his new CD is entitled Liminality. He is working here with trumpeter Emily Kuhn, Dustin Lorenzi on tenor, Ewan Edmonds on trombone, Kit Lyles playing bass, and Gustavo Cortinas on drums. We're going to come back to this disc for another track here in a short while on The Beat on WCMU. I'm David Nicholas with you Saturdays, noon to 3, right here on your music and NPR news station. This also a debut for this week, brand new music from vocalist Rosanna Eckert.
things look pretty, watching the world go round. Sweet flower, waving to the people in a hurry, never a care or worry, rooted below the ground. You came looking for a little conversation, filled with a fascination, wanting for something more. Waiting, watching through a window at the station, holding an invitation. Is there an open door? A beautiful sight in the autumn light, as you sing your summer song, covered by snow. Thank you.
Another track there from guitarist Eric Skoff. Again, the recording is called Liminality. The playlist is up at WCMU.org. Ryan Engler handling that. All of our production stuff, the archive edition of the show, the whole kit and caboodle, as it were. And that wraps up this set here, bringing us into this first hour of the Jazz, Blues, and More gig, The Beat, here on WCMU. We started off with a pair from a brand new CD from Rosanna Eckert. And this, like the music of Eric Skoff, is on the OA2 label. And we heard Miles of Blue and Blue Flower, both originals by Rosanna Eckert, and then tagged it with that Eric Skoff track here for your Saturday. Jazz, Blues, and More on the beat. Camila Meza is up with a brand new disc. We'll be getting to that, capping off the hour with a trio of Pat Metheny, Dave Holland, and Roy Haynes. And into our second hour, we've got another new thing. This comes to us from Matt Olson. We'll also dip back for some Buddy Guy, Big Joe Turner, and Jay McShann all coming up. Hope you'll stick with us here on The Beat on WCMU. We're coming back to this disc from Lawrence Hobgood. He's here in a piano trio setting along with a string quartet. The recording is called Tessitera. This is their cover of Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman. Thank you. Lawrence Hobgood leading the ensemble there. The bassist Matt Cloese, the drummer Jared Schoenig, and then the string quartet backing all of that. This is on a CD called Tessitera, and we heard Wichita Lyman, a classic written by Jimmy Webb. Here on The Beat on WCMU, your music and NPR news station. Pat Metheny, Dave Holland, and Roy Haynes will cap off this first hour for our Saturday afternoon together. I'm David Nicholas with you till 3, and this is brand new from vocalist Camilla Meza. She's working with an ensemble called the Nectar Orchestra. The recording is called Ambar, and from it, a piece here called Awaken.
Spend This is not America. A little piece of you, a little piece in me will die. For this is not America. Blossom fails to bloom. Promise not to stare too long, for this is not the miracle. There was a time, a storm that blew so pure, for this could be the biggest sky, and I could have the faintest idea.
Adam.
The brand new disc, one of several we're debuting this week here on The Beat, is called Ambar. It's Camilla Meza along with the Nectar Orchestra here on WCMU. One written there by Lyle Mays, Pat Metheny, and David Bowie, This Is Not America. We also heard from it a track called Awaken. That was a Camilla Meza original. And those two tracks are bringing us up pretty darn close to the top of the hour. We've got Pat Metheny, Dave Holland, and Roy Haynes from a trio recording from 1989 coming up. The release Question and Answer. And we'll check out the track Three Flights Up, capping off the hour here in just a bit. Thank you.
Thank you.